Welcome to the Progressing Recruiters Lives Everywhere podcast, brought to you by Amoria Bond. Join us as we talk to our board members and leaders to gain valuable tips, advice, and inspiration for your own professional life. From climbing the career ladder to the evolution of the recruitment industry, we'll cover it all. Within our industry, there are no limits to how far you can progress, and we want to show you how and why working in recruitment could be the best decision for your life and career. I'm Jenny Walsh, Regional Talent Attraction Manager based in our Manchester office, and in this episode, I'm talking to Mike Walker, Company Chair at CMC, Amoria Group's Management Consulting Experts. Hi, Mike. Thanks very much for joining me.
Hi, Jenny. You're very welcome.
Cool. So I guess could you kick us off, Mike, by telling us a little bit about your background and how you started with us?
Yeah, I've been in the staffing industry for 26 years. So quite a lot of people, I didn't necessarily think I'd get into recruitment, which is what I got into. And when I heard about it and looked into it, I was like, wow, this looks like a great industry. And actually, I had an interview for S3, the company I work for, and it's actually our group chairman, Gary Eldon, who interviewed me. So, you know, he made an impression on me and he still does. But I spent 23 years at S3. So, yeah. And I saw that grow from over 100 people. When I joined, it was just a UK business. And when I left, it was over 3,000 people.
Wow.
And it was some great growth. And I guess what I saw there was, you know, it was an ambitious company. We wanted to grow. And it was all driven by a desire to offer best customer service, okay? I was lucky enough to work with some fantastic people, which was something I've always loved about the industry. And I managed a lot of different teams. So my sort of journey went from being a trainee up to being on the executive board for the last 8 years of my career, managing teams up to 450 people. A lot of work in the UK, but also since 2011, I was involved in international work as well. And I was lucky enough to run, well, talented as well, I guess, to run a global energy and engineering business for S3, which was really exciting. I love that. I've seen some amazing places. So I've been involved in, you know, they sort of say the sun never sets when you go from Australia to America. So that was all really exciting. I did a lot of work in diversification. I did S3 first big diversification from IT into engineering. And also, going back 23 years ago, I interviewed a couple of guys called Gareth Lloyd and Daniel Dorr for the Manchester office. And they were great, really liked them. We hired those guys, and I'd just started working in the Manchester office. There's another guy in there called Nick Barrow. And obviously, these three guys became the owners of the business. But they were great to work with. They worked with us for 6 years. I think I learned a lot off them. Hopefully they learned a lot off me. And when they went their separate ways, you know, I was sorry to see them leave that business, but we had friends for life. So I guess the point as well, though, was on that, you know, they were good friends of mine. So I've always felt quite vested in the business. I've been in touch with them. Gareth, you know, ever since I've known him, we were always mates. So we're always in touch professionally and personally. So I knew quite a lot about the business already, felt vested in it. So when I came to the end of my time with S3, Dan and Gareth asked me to come and do some consulting work. Also, just before me, Gary Eldon, the chairman of S3, he'd left. He also knew the guys. He'd come on as group chairman. And, you know, he was saying great things about the business, which I knew already. So, obviously, the guys asked me to get involved and have a look at things. And I think, you know, when I first came in doing some non-exec, I was like, yeah, this is an exciting business. And lots of good things have happened since then. So I think if you look at, you know, the Amoria Group's been formed, I think CMC was something that looked really exciting to me because it was a model. You know, if you looked at that sort of management consulting model, a lot of people try and do a version of it, or, you know, within contract recruitment that we know, people try and do a version. So to actually have that model working effectively in Singapore looked really exciting. And so when I came into the business, met the likes of yourself, Jenny, and Richard and Amy, and it was, you know, starting to get going in Manchester. I was like, wow, this is really cool.
Yeah.
As things evolved, I obviously got involved with the business full time. So, really exciting.
Amazing.
Good place.
And so you touched on obviously the exciting model of CMC. So Amoria Bond and CMC are both part of a wider group offering different services. What would you say is a typical day for an associate at a management consultancy, and how does it differ to recruitment?
It's a great question, and I think maybe if you just, I think there's a fundamental point to this though, in that, you know, I think if you look at the group purpose to progress lives everywhere, I think we're all signed up to that. And, you know, I think we're privileged that we've got a fantastic permanent and contract business. And I think what we've seen, obviously, with CMC is we've had an opportunity to, we offer different types of services, you know, probably a lot more around solving clients' project problems, partnering with clients on projects, and therefore, you know, moving on a little bit from experts on demand into teams on demand capacity partnering. And we're a lot more involved in areas such as mobilization and offering some more of those types of services. But I would also say that fundamentally, everything's about best service. And I think, you know, the group itself, it's a human capital management group. So I think that the differences will be in some of those services that we offer and maybe some of the sort of complexities around those. And again, sort of making sure we fully understand the projects we're working on so we can put experts on at the right time. But also, I think, you know, for us, it's similar in that we want to find our clients fantastic candidates. So we spend a lot of our time, you know, building up, looking after the employees that we've got, constantly looking at through our bench, finding good employees, you know, speaking to people, networking. All those things are as important, if not more important, because, you know, they become part of the sort of CMC family. So I'd say really, and again, to validate that, we've seen leaders move from Amoria Bond onto the consultancy arm. So they've sort of made that transfer quite easily. We look at our Dutch business. That's a classic Amoria Group business as well. You know, people are sort of doing, got leaders there who offer both. So the principles are similar. But as I say, I think some of the sort of complexity we're involved in means obviously there's added value services.
Yeah. Great. And as a group, we specialise in very specific industries, so energy and advanced engineering. Why those in particular?
Fundamentally, of course, you know, STEM's what we're in, right? So, you know, and I think STEM's a fantastic place to be, and everyone understands how important that is for us, for future generations, for everybody. So that's the first thing. That's really exciting, and I've always been very passionate about that. You then look at those particular industries, and there's been a lot of work done. There was a lot of work done behind the scenes. There's a lot of work done in terms of making strategic choices. And I think ultimately what was looked at was, who is our customer base, and where do we choose to serve the customer base we have most effectively? So obviously we did a lot of work at looking at internal and external data. We looked at candidates we had, projects we were already working on, and we wanted to make sure we could offer the best possible service. So as you say, you've got advanced engineering, you've got energy, big tech business in Europe as well, which is worth talking about, but predominantly CMC is in those two spaces. And really, you know, on it, you know, if you're looking at advanced engineering, that's, you know, that's everything about the world we're in today. And we're in some fantastic sectors, you know, process manufacturing, embedded, defense, life sciences, which we see are bang in line with our purpose. You know, it's what we want to do. We want to progress lives. Also, obviously, their sectors and industry think will serve us well. You see them being, you know, there's a lot of demand in them. There's a lot, if you look at the future and future proofing of the business and running a successful business, we see a lot of work in that. And that's probably, you know, you can see that in the figures in that the industries we're doing are doing well. We're seeing that externally and externally, which is great. Obviously, energy. I think we've always done bits around energy, but sort of about 3 years ago, we came together and realised that we've got a real opportunity here to really get a service together that can be, you know, top notch for our customer base. Obviously, big global factors there as well. We have, everyone knows about the sort of energy targets, 2050, 2030, etc. So, you know, that was part of that industry, and we've been able to go global with it. You know, it's something we've got everywhere. So careful strategic choices, and also areas we're passionate about.
Yeah, brilliant. And so you've been playing a leading role in the industry for many years now, as you mentioned at the beginning. How many years?
26 years.
What would you say are your tips for those who are just starting out to quickly, you know, get off to a great start and gain success?
Well, we're sat in the office today, right? And I think the fundamental thing for me is I've always believed in this. Surround yourself with great people, whether that's professionally, your family, your friends. First and foremost, we've got lovely open offices. So be a sponge, right? Just listen to people, talk to people. Take your training seriously, yeah? So that's fundamentally important and in line with our purpose. So really take that seriously. But I would also say, I think it's so important that we've got formulas and we've got processes. Stick to those processes. Stick to those formulas. You know, we understand the right metrics to work through. So it's really important you do that. And I think fundamentally as well, you know, always strive to offer excellent customer service. I think it's really important for people starting out to understand the steps they are taking now will dictate how their career looks, how their market looks. You can choose, you know, you can choose to speak to somebody who's on a very high rate, okay? That will dictate the sort of niche you're in and how keen you sort after your skill set is. So really think about how you want to shape your market and the candidates you speak to. And again, I think offering great customer service, you know, common courtesy costs nothing. And I think really looking after your candidates and speaking to people is key. And I think the other thing is, don't overcomplicate it. Don't procrastinate. Work as hard as you possibly can and really focus on quality over quantity.
Yeah.
So I think they're the key things. I think the other thing I would say as well, you know, I think the advancement of technology is fantastic, but what that also means is things like meetings and engaging with people over the phone are big differentiators in our industry.
Yeah.
So back yourselves, you know, and we've seen it ourselves. We've seen, you know, one of the things that, as you highlight, I've been in the industry for a long time. There's nothing gives me more pleasure than seeing people get up and running this job, and they can do it really quickly by just sticking to those principles and really just taking your career seriously and enjoying it, right?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. No, brilliant pieces of advice. And recruitment and management consultancy, I guess, are both areas that can bring a lot of success, but also a lot of challenges. What advice would you have for managing the stressful parts of the job?
I think you're right. I mean, you're right. Okay, of course, there are stresses in this job, but I would probably, first and foremost, think about the industry we're in, right? And think about amazing positive things that we do, okay? I always talk about it, you know, but our purpose is to progress lives everywhere. So always try and understand that, put yourself in that space. And you know, we do something incredible. We impact people's lives, we impact their careers. So really do focus on the positives. Now, focusing on the positives is obviously one thing because a lot of things are about mindset. But of course, you know, we can't always control our mindset. So there will be times things get on top of us. But the other point I would make comes back to what I said before. Control your controllables, okay? So I do really think in this job, there's so many things we can do to move forward, to progress. You know, we can come in the morning. We can put it this way. We can finish at night. We can make sure we're clear on our things to do tomorrow. We can come in the morning, make sure we've got a good, clear plan. Yeah. Do the things I talked about. Listen to some of the great people around us. Work to that plan, okay? If we're struggling a little bit, it comes back to that same thing. We've got great people around us. We all want to help each other. You know, this is essentially an organic business. A lot of people, a lot of the leadership team here all started as trainees. We've all been through it. So it's the same thing, right? Speak to people, seek help. Yeah.
Yeah.
And really, again, thinking about those controllables and the things you can do. Then the other thing, I think practical advice is, look, nothing's more important than your health. So look after yourself. You know, give yourself space, time, go for a walk. Make sure you're doing things you want to do. Make sure that's part of your day plan. You know, I mean, coming back, I guess, giving examples of me, you know, for me, family, friends, fresh air and exercise. I always make sure there's time for those, whatever goes on. And that's so important.
Yeah.
Because that's what's going to make you feel good. So, you know, I think they're the key things. I think there's a lot of practical steps. And there's always, you know, there's a lot of help around people. Mm. The practical steps you take, using people around you, doing things you love as well as your job are absolutely essential.
Yeah, brilliant. And you mentioned surrounding yourself with good people, and obviously that becomes part of a great culture. So we talk a lot about the importance of creating a great culture at work. What does a great workplace culture mean to you?
For me, fundamentally, it's enabling you to be the best version of yourself. Okay. And be able to come in to your place of work, you know, obviously for us, come into our offices And as I say, feel really comfortable that you're in a fail-safe environment where you can be your best version. You know, it needs to be a truly inclusive business. I want everybody to be able to, you know, irrespective of who you are, what you are, where you're from, that you can do those things. And that to me means, you know, it's supportive, it's fun, it's energizing. It means we're all in it together. Yeah. You know, there's no hierarchies when it comes to creating culture. And I want people all to get involved in it. And as I say, just contribute. That's a real key thing for me. But really, you know, it's inclusive, fail safe. You know, everyone loves a tryer. And they're the key things for me.
Brilliant. Love that. And last but not least, what would you say has been your proudest moment as a leader so far?
My wife, actually. So I think my wife marrying me, despite me having managed her, is my greatest achievement.
Brilliant. What about since you joined CMC?
Yeah, look, I mean, that's my personal. I think career wise, you know, what I'm really proud of, and on a very serious note, is that I would say when I came into the industry, I probably didn't envisage doing some of the jobs I've done. So I'm very proud that I can be quite authentic in the advice that I give, okay? Because there's quite a few steps in front of me that appear quite daunting. But what I have always done is I've always looked at where I'm at, where I wanted to go, and I've progressed accordingly. So that's always been great for me. I was massively proud with CMC. Coming on board was fantastic. And, you know, such a business I really liked, and I liked all the people in it. So to be made chairperson of this business was 100% up there with one of my proudest moments. And I'm just proud of seeing people progress within the business as well. So I definitely say chairperson of here has been a massive high for me.
Fantastic. Well, that's it for today's episode. Thank you very much for sharing all of that with us, Mike. It was really great to hear about your journey and, you know, loads of amazing, valuable pieces of insights and advice within that. So yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Jenny.
No problem. Cheers. So if you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe and leave us a review. Thank you very much for listening, and we'll see you next time.